Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a local tennis club has issued a statement after it emerged a former coach has been sentenced to prison in the UK for multiple child sex offences. The former chair of the JPC has hit out at news that 8 out of 110 new Garda recruits have been assigned to the full of the Northwest region. There is concerns that a proposed group home to aid independent living in Dwydor is now off the table. And finally, there have been calls made locally for fixed-term parliaments for the Irish government. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will be at the sports desk at around 5:15. Augusta Ration, a note, the Comforter. First up in news, a local tennis club has issued a statement after it emerged a former coach has been sentenced to prison in the UK for multiple child sex offences. 33-year-old Sean Francis McGranahan is understood to have coached at Butthole Tennis Club Ballybuffet between February 2022 and April 2023. He's due to serve 6.5 years in prison for his crime. Katie Gillen has more.
Mr. McGranahan, with an address at Mill Apartments, Drumahaire, County Leitrim, was found guilty at Bristol Crown Court by a jury of 2 counts of attempting sexual communication with a child and 2 counts of attempting to incite a child to engage in sexual activity, and was jailed for 6.5 years. Detective Inspector David Wells from South West Regional Organised Crime Unit Online Investigations Team described the former tennis coach as a dangerous individual who has never admitted any liability for his heinous crimes. In a statement, Butt Tennis Committee says it would like to ensure all members that there was no indication at this time that any inappropriate behaviour occurred while he coached at the club. It says it is working to identify the children who attended coaching groups with him and are making every effort to contact the parents of the children in question. But Hall Tennis Club says it strictly adheres to all safeguarding measures and that Mr. McGranahan had all the necessary Tennis Ireland coaching qualifications and was Garda vetted when he was recommended to the club by Tennis Ireland.
The full statement from the Butthall Tennis Club is available on our website highlandradio.com. A total of 108 new Gardaí have been sworn in at a ceremony in Templemore today. Despite this, only 8 will be stationed in the Northwest region, while the majority, 74, will be assigned to Dublin. It comes after a number of calls to see more Gardaí instated in the county to combat the rising number of road fatalities. Former chairperson of the Joint Policing Committee, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, says the 8 recruits will be shared between Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim.
A bit disappointed in the numbers. Recently met with the commissioner at an event in Dublin at the end of August and pointed out the Gardaí numbers in Donegal were very low and that we could do with more new recruits being sent to the county. So look, we'll wait and see. We'll get out of 8, but I wouldn't be holding my breath and say we'll give up any more than 2 or 3.
And it's coming at a time where there's been calls for more Gardaí, in particular in Donegal, in light of the amount of road tragedies we've seen in the past month, as well as crime in general.
Yeah, it's very disheartening. As you say, we've had an increased number of road fatalities, unfortunately. We've also had an increased population in Donegal over this last couple of 3 years. And all of this is adding to the meagre resources that we have for Garda Síochána here in the county. They're stretched as it is. We certainly need a bigger presence on our roads to try and cut down on the road fatalities. And with the increased number of people now living in Donegal and working in it, it would be incumbent on the commissioner to send more Gardaí and resources to the county. This is a vast county. We 73% of our borders with the 6 counties. And we have a massive sea border as well. And we've seen in recent months and indeed this last couple of years the significant drug seizures that there's been. And there's a rise in crimes against women in particular. We certainly need more Garda resources here in Donegal.
There are concerns that a proposed group home to aid independent living in Dwydor is now off the table. Councillor Micheál Colum McGilla Asbug says that it's his understanding the contracts are to be signed to see 2-bedroom properties put in place instead. He's condemned the absence of consultation with elected members, especially in light of a commitment made by the HSE for a wraparound service to support those who would be living in the facility. He says should such contracts go ahead, many families in Dwydor will be left disappointed.
Where I have real struggle with, and I am asking the public's help with this, is that we had initially started off with a five-bedroom group home. A five-bedroom group home that is badly needed in the Gidore area, that we not alone need one, but we need a number of them, so that people can live independently in the group home with the wraparound service that is needed through the HSE. The HSE has engaged with the council over a period of time and has given a commitment both for Gidore, Iggis and Clashfalla and Fulcara. But now I've learned that the contractor has submitted an application to planning to remove the group home and replace it with two-bedroom houses. Now, I'm asking the public to strongly object to this, to write into planning and object. It'll take a couple of minutes of their time to do this. There will be families who are listening to this here who will be absolutely outraged, and more importantly, who will be left very concerned that this isn't going forward if the planning decides to give them the permission to build the two-bedroom apartment.
There have been calls for fixed-term parliaments for the Irish government. It comes as the current government insists they plan to go on full-term to February or March, despite speculation of a November general election. Speaking on the 9 till noon show this morning, Enniskillen councillor Paul Canning says he would back the introduction of fixed-term parliaments as it works for local and European elections.
We have it at local elections, we have it at European elections, and it doesn't do us any harm, I think, fixed-term. Need to allow for proper decisions to be made and to create a proper opposition to the government. You know, not like what's happening at the minute, where we have so much showcasing and O'Meara's going to come on in this for the purpose of the media. We have a big hype about a vote of no confidence in the government. You know, and God forbid if it ever did happen, they would trap themselves, you know. So that's where we're at. You know, in the last 2 years of a government, they're all just sitting, when's the election. We nearly lost that term for doing the proper heavy lifting of a government. So when people are voting for people this incoming election, they're not sure whether they're going to be on for 5 years, they're going to be on for 1 year, they're going to be so. We need to get clarity and we need to then know what we are voting for.
Sinn Féin deputies Padraig McLaughlin and Piers Doherty have been selected by their party to run in the upcoming general election. The Sinn Féin convention took place yesterday evening at the Clannery Hotel in Letterkenny and was hosted by the Sinn Féin MP for the Fermanagh South Tyrone constituency, Pat Cullen. The deputies had been nominated to stand by 12 local Sinn Féin Cumans in the Donegal, with there being no other nomination. Speaking to Greg Hughes on this morning's 9 till noon show, Piers Doherty says he's honoured to have the faith of the Sinn Féin party and discuss the party's decision to run two candidates.
Well, look, the discussions are ongoing, Greg, in relation to a third. We have across the party actioned conventions right across the state. So I think there's, I don't have the exact numbers, but I think there's about 50 candidates being selected in the first round. Mary Lou has mentioned in her thinking earlier on this week that she expects that the numbers will be in excess of that, possibly closer to the 70. So there will be a kind of second round of looking at additional names being added to constituencies. So we opened this up for nominations for two candidates to be selected, and I'm glad that myself and Padraig McLaughlin got the nominations yesterday. And was uncontested last night. So I'm very honoured to be, again, have the faith of my party to go forward and be that voice for Donegal if we can win the next election.
How difficult is it to get the national strategy right? Because previously, perhaps, enough candidates weren't run to capitalise on the popularity of Sinn Féin.
The thing is, the campaign matters, and only until the election is called that people start to think, actually, there's a choice here. Who do I want to lead the next government for the next 5 years? And we know the responsibility on us, Greg. It is about making sure, first of all, we field enough candidates. But most importantly, every single one of those votes have to be fought for, have to be won. And I take none of that for granted. And, you know, I have a job to do now over the next number of weeks and months.
Global tech firm Fintru has officially opened its new premises at Windy Hall, Letterkenny. The expansion marks a significant milestone for the company, which now employs 100 people locally. The new office has an array of modern facilities, including meeting rooms, communal areas and dedicated training spaces. Minister for Finance Jack Chambers officially opened the new office at an event attended by company stakeholders earlier this afternoon. Meanwhile, a significant upgrade to Killybegs Fishery Harbour Centre was unveiled today after 10 years of work. The 125-metre extension to the Smooth Point Quay aims to address congestion, expedite vessel turnaround times and provide sheltered winter berths for larger fishing vessels. Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConnellogue, officiated at the opening ceremony. He praised the €35 million project as a valuable addition to the Killybegs fishing community.
It's really significant development for Killybegs Harbour, and it has been going on over the last 4 to 5 years in terms of the construction of it. It has almost doubled the capacity and the berthage available at Smooth Point, bringing the total size now to 275 metres. It reflects really the commitment of the government to the fact that Killybegs is the preeminent fishing harbour in the country, and that we want to ensure it stays that way by continuing to invest in it, and also by supporting the fishing sector, and alongside that as well, placing Killybegs in a strong position too to avail of future opportunities in other sectors, such as the particular capacity and potential there is in the wind energy sector in the years ahead.
And in what ways is the extension going to benefit Killybegs?
There were capacity challenges coming in Killybegs in terms of the size of fishing boats that are using the harbour now, and needing to ensure that there is the capacity in Killybegs to be able to properly service those. So it's a really significant capital and infrastructure investment for the fishing sector in Killybegs. But also what it does as well is to make sure it makes sure that Killybegs Harbour continues to develop, puts it in a place to be able to avail of future opportunities. And what we've seen happening in Killybegs in recent years is a really strong engineering and shipbuilding and the technology industry and service industry build up in support of the fishing sector, and that has great capacity to continue to not just service the Irish fleet, but also to be able to service boats from different countries that may wish to utilise it.
We're just coming up to 12 minutes past five here on Highland Radio. We're going to go to a short break, and Mark Gallagher will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and Rory Gallagher says he fully intends to return to intercounty management. The former Derry manager has released a statement issued by his solicitors indicating he will return to the top level of management in the near future. Gallagher was temporarily debarred by the GAA last year following claims of abuse made by his estranged wife, Nicola. A DRA challenge went in favour of Gallagher, who has since been coaching at Corduff in County Monaghan. The Fermanagh native has been strongly linked with a return to the Derry senior manager's position, but that scenario has been met with strong resistance from some quarters in the Oakleaf County. After two separate investigations in recent years, Rory Gallagher has not been charged with any offence. Well, it's a big weekend of Gaelic Games action here in Donegal. It is quarter-final weekend in the Michael Murphy Sports Senior Football Championship, and Highland will have reporters at all of the games. Tomorrow we'll have updates on the Dunloe-Glenswilly game from 2 o'clock, while tomorrow evening there will be live big match coverage of the clash between the big two, Niamh Connell and St Unan's. Former Niamh Connell player John Gilday says, given St Unan's have already beaten the reigning champions earlier in the campaign, they will be seen as by many to be the favourites to come out on top again tomorrow.
So it sets itself up for a mouthwatering tie, but ultimately Niamh Connell have been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. And I can't imagine there'll be a situation where they'll let Unions run away with the benefits of imagination. Obviously Unions going as favourites, and rightly so, given the last result. But pedigree stands for an awful lot, and these guys have been in many's a dark corner and many's a dark night and have come out on the right side of it. So it'd be a very brave man to bet against them, even though Unions will probably have to go in as favourites.
Jeremy Doherty and Eamon McGee will be bringing you all the latest in that game from Throw-In at 7:30. Also on Saturday Sport tomorrow, there'll be live updates on the Termon Niamh Wirra Intermediate Championship semi-final. There's also championship action in Derry this weekend, while in the Tyrone Senior Championship this evening, Killy Clogher take on Carrickmore in their quarter-final at 8:30, while in the last eight of the Intermediate Championship, Berra face Greencastle. Moving on to soccer, and it could be another pivotal night in the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division title race. Second place Derry City welcome third placed Shamrock Rovers to the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Derry are 4 points adrift of leader Shelburne, but are four ahead of Rovers, so there's no doubt it's a massive game in terms of the title picture. City manager Rory Higgins says his side can beat anyone if they play to their full potential.
Every game has different challenges, Simon. And every team has different strengths. We played Rovers three times this year, and we were very close down in Tala. to getting a one. The 3-1 defeat here, we actually played really well for the first 55 minutes and got done, lapses of concentration, and then we were poor down there the last time we played them, so in the 1-0 game. So listen, we know that if we bring our A game, and if we bring somewhere very, very close to our full potential, then we can beat anyone in this league, and we need to bring that tomorrow, that's for sure.
In the other Premier Division games, league leaders Shelburne are away to Galway United, Bohemians host Drogheda, and St Pat's are at home to Waterford. In the First Division, Finn Harps will be looking to make it 4 wins on the bounce as they travel to play newly crowned champions Cork City at Turner's Cross. Former Harps player Joe Boyle says tonight's game is a huge opportunity to put pressure on the teams above them.
I'm going to take the positive view on it tonight, and I'd be really, really confident looking on that they may get something out of this match. If they can stay in the game early on, get themselves into the game and try and build some little bit of confidence on top of what they've done in the last 3 weeks, you know, they really are in a good position. And you know, when you look at the league, if, depending on how results go and the other fixtures and things go this weekend, you know, Harps are sitting sixth at the minute on 43, and you know, with Bray and Athlone just ahead of them and Wexford just ahead of them, you know, you could be lining them up for a little bit of a takeover in the next couple of weeks. So, you know, you have to be positive at this stage of the season and think we can get something down in Cork.
We'll have live updates from the Harps game here on Highland with Trevor Welsh. Elsewhere, UCD face Cove Ramblers, Bray Wanderers play Kerry, and Athlone Town are away to Treaty United. All games in both divisions kick off at 7:45. In the Irish League Premiership, champions Larne meet Glentoran. Cross-channel in the Championship, Stoke City host Hull City. And closer to home, there's one game in the Charlie O'Donnell Cup in Inishowen tonight. Rosheenie host Cairn Youths. All of those games are at 8 p.m. On the local soccer front tomorrow, the big game of the weekend is the President's Cup final between FAI Junior Cup holders Cockhill Celtic and the IFA Junior Cup winners Enniskillen Rangers. We'll be going over to Chris Ashmore for updates on that game in Ballinamallard tomorrow from 2 o'clock. In golf, Matthew Baldwin is still the man to catch on day 2 of the BMW PGA Championship. Dennis Kerwin has all the latest from Wentworth.
Shane Larry birdied 2 of his first 4 holes to move to 7 under par, but uncharacteristically missed 2 3-foot putts for pars on 8 and 10 to give those shots back and move back to 5 under. Rory McIlroy fired in a couple of birdies in his first 6 holes, but dropped a shot in the 8th, but he's just birdied the par 5 12th and he moves back to 7 under. Earlier, England's Matthew Baldwin had carried on where he left off yesterday, adding a round of 66 to his opening 65. He's setting a hot pace on 13 under. And the recent winner of the British Masters, Denmark's Nicholas Norgaard, is going well again. He's just 3 shots off Baldwin's lead on 10 under, with 4 holes still to play. While Frenchman Antoine Rosner finished his round with 5 consecutive birdies, and he's also 3 off the lead on 10 under. With the cut currently standing at 2 under par, Tom McKibben is right on the mark with 3 holes to play, while Padraig Harrington will need to pick up another shot to be around for the weekend. Harrington's 1 under par with 4 holes remaining, although he still has those 2 par 5s to come. At the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
Our golf coverage is with Halpiny Golf, top brands, best prices. Elsewhere, on 5 under par, Leona Maguire is well placed heading into her second round at the Queen City Championship in Ohio this evening. 5 players, including Lydia Ko, now share the lead on 8 under. And finally, in snooker, Mark Allen's match against Chris Wakelin in the English Open quarter final is underway. It is 1 frame apiece, with the first of 5 set to progress to the last 4. That's all your sports news for today, but we'll be going over to Trevor Welsh for live updates at the Finn Harps game from 7:45. Back to you, Donna Marie.
Grandma, good. Mark, August, Anish, and Newt, Lee, Colin Ferreter.
Jim and Natasha of Colin Ferreter in shot in the Prieve Skelty. Brano Dushana, Comortish, Nashunta, Glorning Ale, Ig Ocad, Specialta, Ibark and Croaky, Jasahan Shoy Hart, Dus, Kishja, the Lua Shartamili Euro, and the Omlanya of Ranu, Igan Ocad. Grúpi pobl mar ahantas an obair a dhéanantiad leis an géalaige an gheartú agus a bhuanú. Bránú dúisina thógra fiontar agus cultúr olú mahar a rorti, líon ra leitir cénan agus cáiste farbartha ghoi teoranta a másc buatúri eile. Bhí uachtar an chumann luchla scéal Jarlath Burns mar e-specialta ag an Ócáid. Tá scéim an oireachtas fógartha le haghaidh daoine óga a bhfuil simáchú páirt ag glacú san oireachtas. Ceiliúr a thart seo na gcéalteachta oireachtas na Gaeilge fia sa cathair i dea deac ar an ghlasaí a ríist ar an oíche a chuig go leas fí den mhí seo thugainn. Tan skim a raktel da fwaishti a olvu la his show in the geltakta, komai lesh an komortus hias ignoractus, rehert an skim hard trev shakerishartini, le bem karta ar hursi kyol, ahrasurakta agaskeliakta. Ta olvahan ijer laba ig foreign glorning ale, idro bronlu a fonjurakt shots of vikdonaha na bliana shah. La Maltarucht Nashunta Leve on and me Yeru Foher, Janher and Vasunu, Don Von Cre Ua, Le Lin Nakrinihe, Atala Chartin Yes, the Lin the Mesa, August Rahina Klobuna, or Wilo for Kurisja, or one Arigage, no Oer, or I Higan Maltarucht Nashunta. Tok Hogal Plana La Changa a Agru, Eg Forest Negeriga, Conjaim Liana, then Frosis Plana La Changa a Kelleru. Be hogal or shul an trahodu laden vi sha, agus an caid laden mi yeru foher I barcan croki comai, con analisha yenever ober can agriachti plana la changa an fodna chira, agus ta an eile darn san air fela alinya an omos an creltora omracha ronan maki we shul ingi door ag jaru na misit sha. Felia Kellurihe Havris Kulturhe Agus Changa Nageltakta Veson Agus de Gaholus Egan Siv Darnson Air Bunk IE Shin Mahodsha Eligulier Slanagus Banakt
Gramega Calm And looking now to weather, dry and sunny for the rest of today in light to moderate east and northeast winds. It will be largely dry overnight with clear spells at first. Patches of mist and fog will form and there may be the odd spot of drizzle also. That's with lows of 8 to 11 degrees Celsius. To conclude this evening's news, a local tennis club has issued a statement after it emerged that a former coach has been sentenced to prison in the UK for multiple child sex offences. 33-year-old Sean Francis McGranahan is understood to have coached at Butthall Tennis Club Balbuffet between February 2022 and April 2023. He's due to serve 6.5 years in prison for his crimes. A total of 108 new Gardaí have been sworn in at a ceremony in Templemore today. However, despite this, only 8 will be stationed in the northwest region. It comes after a number of calls to see more Gardaí instated in the county to combat the rising number of road fatalities. There are concerns that a proposed group home to aid independent living in Gweedore is now off the table. Councillor Micheál Colin McGilla Asbug says it's his understanding the contracts are to be signed to see two-bedroom properties put in place instead. He's condemned the absence of consultation with elected members, especially in light of a commitment made by the HSC for a wraparound service to support those who would live in the facility. And finally, global tech firm Fintru has officially opened its new premises at Windy Hall, Letterkenny. The expansion marks a significant milestone for the company, which now employs 100 people locally. The new office has an array of modern facilities, including meeting rooms, communal areas and dedicated training spaces. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. I'll be back again at 6 o'clock with headlines. The obituary notices this Friday evening, September 20th. The death has taken place of John Gallagher, John Big Francie, Churchview West End Ardrah. Remains reposing today at his residence from 6 o'clock until 11 p.m. and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. Funeral on Sunday at 11 a.m. in the Church of the Holy Family Ardrah, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to the Donegal Community Hospital, care of McCabe funeral directors or any other family member. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Jimmy Gilday, Correnna, Letterkenny. Jimmy's remains are reposing at his late residence until 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. with rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:15, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs Ballyrain for 1 p.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel. Interment afterwards in Newlech Cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member.
The death has taken place of Michael Toland, Anna Clonmany, reposing at his home. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church Clonmany for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. Burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family flowers only, please. House private from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.